Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I want to start this study today by letting you know how grateful I am that you are studying God's Word. I pray that you are receiving everything that God wants you to know about Him and His Son Jesus and His ways, that you're learning that God is for us and not against us, that He loves us dearly, and He's given us this Bible, His love letter to us, to give us instruction for this life and to let us know not only will He instruct us or tell us what to do, but He'll help us do it. In other words, all credit and glory goes to Him. It's the reason we get a time in this podcast to pray to Him. I want to go to the Lord. I want you to go to the Lord, and let's just invite Him to be among us as we study His Word today. Heavenly Father, we bless You, we thank You, we give You honor and praise that You are so due. Lord, we would have nothing without You, but with You all things are possible. And today as we sit before Your Word, again, we know that it is sacred. We know that You are for us and not against us, and that You do love us, and these things are for our benefit. So today, Lord, we put ourselves in Your hands, and we ask You to open our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears, to receive from Your Holy Spirit that truth which He'd guide us into, and that He would empower us to live so that we have lives that are a blessing to You, that are pleasing to You. That's our desire today, Lord. We thank You for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Baptized Too. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 47. The physician Luke wrote how Peter told Cornelius and the people in his home, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead, to give him all the prophets, to him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. And while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And then answered Peter. And in chapter 10, and verse 47 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter asked, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost? Where we read, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? The verse begins, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized? Luke began with the words, can any man forbid water? Which means whether and perchance at all is any person, whether male or female, able to hinder, prevent, withhold water that these should not be baptized. Or so Cornelius and the people in his home would be unable and incapable of being submerged, immersed, and dipped to be made clean. Luke shared how Peter asked whether anyone would be resistant to Cornelius and the people within his home being baptized in water. The verse continues, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. Luke added the words, which have received, which means who have laid hold of, claimed, procured, and taken possession of the Holy Ghost, are the sacred, pure, morally blameless, and religiously and ceremonially consecrated third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit, who is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Son, as well as we. Which means even and indeed like Peter and the Jewish people who accompanied him to Cornelius' house. Luke shared how Peter reasoned that Cornelius and the people within his home were blessed with the Holy Spirit of God. And they were like he and the Jewish people with him. When we consider Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter understood that God was making no distinction between Jews and Gentiles when it came to his salvation through Jesus and the pouring out of his Holy Spirit. Jews and Gentiles alike may come to God by way of a personal relationship with Jesus, who died on the cross for the sins of all mankind and was raised from the dead after 3 days. And anyone who yields their life to him, regardless of their heritage or background, may receive God's forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. Jesus said, God so loved the world, and that includes everybody. Those who are wise will understand no one is exempt from God's plan of salvation through his son Jesus. And everyone who surrenders their life to him will be saved. Next time, Luke shares how Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.